Thank you for taking the time to listen to this life-changing message from the Ministry of Faith Bible Chapel. We hope this message will encourage you in all parts of your life. At the end of this message, you will hear more information on how to contact our church family, as well as directions for you to visit us for any of our worship services. Until then, join us for the service in progress.
Thank you, Brother Jason. It's an honor and privilege for me to be here. I'm really looking forward to our relationship, to what God has in store for us, because I believe one day Jason is going to come to Pakistan and we're going to do some meetings and hopefully Brother Michael and Brother Mark would join, and John also, he wants to come too. So praise the Lord. Well, just I'm going to be really sensitive because it's snowy outside. I'm going to just be speaking for a few minutes because we all have to go back home early. I used to pastor our South Asian church in the Denver metro area with Redeemer Temple. And a few years back in 2005, actually in 2004, God started speaking to our hearts to go in different direction. And then in early part of 2005, we felt that that's what God wants us to go back to Pakistan and expand his kingdom over there. My wife and our two children at that time, it was not a really exciting decision. It was very hard for us to make that decision because most of the family was not in agreement with us. We left Pakistan because Pakistan is not a great place to live. But when God calls you, you have to obey. So we made the decision to go back to Pakistan. And today, by God's grace, we are reaching millions of people on a weekly basis through our TV program, through our 23 churches, a school and an orphanage, a Bible school, and then a lot of evangelistic outreaches we do. And I do a lot of crusades. We don't call them crusades in Pakistan. We just say evangelistic and healing meetings. And God is doing an amazing work over there. I want to show you a video clip because every month and every year we keep growing, and our crusades, we draw 10 to 15,000 people every time we go in other cities. And then recently we just bought a piece of land in the city of Lahore, which is very expensive. And Brother Michael and Mark, in September, we were having lunch, and I shared with them that because of the way we are growing, we need land and we need to expand our ministries and manage the growth in the city of Lahore. City of Lahore is a 10 million people city, and very desperate in a lot of ways. So, and I shared that with my brothers, and we three prayed in that restaurant. And I remember Brother Michael agreeing with me that God would provide us the land. And so within a month, God answered the prayer. He provided us the funds, and we were able to buy this piece of land. And now we are building a boundary wall and doing some of the things to make it operational. And we will be starting evangelistic outreaches. Every week we will have a crusade, basically, but thousands of people will come, and we'll be reaching many, many souls. And I want you to see this clip of different crusades that we have done in the past in different areas and how people have been touched and blessed by it. So please watch this.
पहला पत्रस उसका दूसरा बाब और उसकी 24वीं आयत में यूं लिखा है वो आप यानी यीशु मसीह हमारे गुनाहों को अपने बदन पर लिए हुए सलीब पर चढ़ गया ऐ प्यारे आसमानी बाप मैं अपना दिल अपनी जिंदगी पूरे तौर से तुझे देता हूँ। यीशु मैं अब अपना नहीं बल्कि तेरा हूँ। तूने मुझे अपना बनाया है, तूने मेरी कीमत अदा की है, तूने अपना फूल बहाया ताकि मैं बच सकूं। यीशु मेरे गुनाह मुझे माफ कर।
पिछले तकरीबन 20 दिन से मुझे नज़ला था, उस दम मेरे दिमाग का पानी जो नाक के जरिए बाहर आना शुरू हो गया और दो दिन में वो पानी बंद हो गया।
हालेलुया हालेलुया।
ਕਾਲਜ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਾਲਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਕਾਣ ਆਇਆ ਸੀ, ਉਹਦੇ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਹੈਗਾ। ਮੈਂ
ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਫਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਫਿਰ ਪੈਸੇ ਖਾਈਏ।
ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ।
Praise the Lord. Our God is awesome. He has provided us this land for the expansion of His kingdom.
If I give to a needy soul but don't have love, then who is poor? It seems all the poverty is found in me.
So thankful to our Lord Jesus Christ for making this possible for us, and we're also thankful to you because of your prayers and support has made this possible for us to buy this land and to start this boundary wall here and build restrooms and a stage. And we are also in need of sound and lighting equipment and generators and other things that are needed here to make this place operational. People of God, we will be reaching tens of thousands of people in this area of Lahore. Lahore is a city of 10 million people. It is the second largest city in Pakistan. So right now, we are in desperate need of your prayers and support to prepare this place for evangelistic outreaches and other ministry events so that we may expand God's kingdom and reach thousands of souls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they may be saved and healed and delivered by the power of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please keep us in your prayers, and as the Lord would lead you to give toward this project, please contact us. Thank you and God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Well, just real quick, I want to talk about this, that this is a miracle about what we're doing in Pakistan, because Pakistan is a very dangerous country. In 2007, Newsweek magazine wrote about Pakistan, and they said Pakistan is the most extreme Islamic and dangerous country in the world because Pakistan has more extreme Islamic groups than any other Islamic country in the world. And for us, our ministry and other churches that are there, it's a miracle. According to the government statistics, Christian community is 2%. The population of Pakistan is 190 million people. But that statistics is wrong, because Christians are close to or even more than 10% of the population, and it's growing, as you saw in our crusades. And now we have a TV program. Every month we receive thousands of phone calls, people asking us for prayers, for healings and salvation. I'm thinking about a lady who called. She's a Muslim, and she used to watch our program. And in the middle of the night, when she called us, she told us that in the middle of the night, she heard this shout of hallelujah, because in my messages, I shout hallelujah a lot. So she said that in the middle of the night, I heard this shout of hallelujah, and I woke up, and I felt God's presence around me. And so calls like that, Muslim people are calling us, and we have a testimony sheet back there if you want to take it with you, and also other brochures, and pray for us. So people of God, God is doing an amazing work in our church in Lahore every day, in the morning and at nighttime. We're having prayer meetings. Our church is in revival in Lahore. And that's why we're experiencing all these great and mighty things. We experience great healings and miracles, and we constantly receive phone calls almost every day, people getting saved and healed and delivered by the power of God. And as we partner with you guys, and as you pray for us, it is so vitally important that you partner with us, not just through your giving, but prayers. When you pray for us, you are the Air Force. We are the foot soldiers, and you are the Air Force preparing the way for us to go in there and expand God's kingdom. Amen? So please keep us in your prayers, and especially this project, because through this, we will be reaching many, many souls. Well, tonight, God has put on my heart to talk about His love. The passion of His love, God's love, and the way I see God's love, it is the most powerful force in this universe, because it is God's love that really changed us. By the power of His love, we got saved, and when we allow His love to grow in us, and as we grow in His love, and as we open our hearts for more of His love, we become unstoppable. When we're in Pakistan, a lot of times people they question us. Why are you there? It is so dangerous. But you see, the thing is, when you have God's love burning in your heart, and God shows you and tells you something to do, then you cannot say no to that. So in that sense, God's love become a force in you that nothing stops you, because in Pakistan, government demands from us to have security, armed security all the time. And in our church services, as you guys have security here, we also have armed security outside all the time. And then you probably heard about that incident last September. A Christian couple was burnt alive by the extremists. And we face persecution all the time. 200 Christian homes were burnt a year ago in an area of Lahore where Christians live. And things like that, constantly we are experiencing those things, and we face persecution. But when you have God's love burning in your heart, nothing stops you, because His love, it becomes a great force in your life, that it's not just you are changed. By the power of God's love, you change other lives. Amen. And if you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. I'm just going to talk real quick, and then we'll pray for you guys, and you guys pray for us. 1 John chapter 4, I'm going to start reading from verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. We love him because he first loved us. And when I read this passage about perfect love casting out all fear, not just the fear of judgment, because we all know that when we believed in Christ, we accepted God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The moment we believe in Christ, we accept God's love. And by that love, and as Apostle Paul says in Romans 5, verse 5, that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So when the love of God comes into our hearts and into our lives, we become fearless. In 2005, I was doing a relief work in Northwest Pakistan. Northwest Pakistan is the area which is known for terrorist training camps. That's where Osama bin Laden was hiding and where he was killed and captured. And when we were there doing relief work in the Northwest Pakistan, because there was a major earthquake, almost 100,000 people lost their lives. Towns and cities, they were just totally destroyed. And it was just a huge, huge devastation. And it was dangerous for us to go over there, but the Lord led us to go there. And when we were there talking to these Muslims, first they were shocked to see us, that why Christians are here, because Quran teaches them, their Islamic doctrine or their theology, it teaches them that Christians and Jews will never be your friends. And when they saw us, when they saw me and a team of 15 people there, they were shocked. But when they saw the love of Christ, when they saw that we were really caring for them, it changed their attitude toward us. And they were embracing us. They were even eating with us. And every little town and village we went to, we will gather the people together, and before the distribution of the relief items, we would pray with them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these people, they opened up their hearts. Now, these were fanatic Muslims. And by the power of God's love, they melted. Their hearts melted. And they were willing to pray with us in the name of Christ. And that's the power of God's love. And as you hear about all these terrorists who are after the non-Muslims, and they're even after their own people, as you see in Syria and Iraq, and even in Pakistan, there are all kinds of terrorism activities taking place. They're killing their own people. They have no heart for humanity. But there are those people who are really crying out for truth. They're really crying out for God's love. They're really crying out for God's peace. And I believe God has placed us, the church over there, that to bring that message of God's love. And the name of our TV program is God is Love. And people, they watch the program just because it says God is love. And in the religion of Islam, you know, you've heard that they don't call God, God of love. They see their God, Allah, as a great, great warrior and a God of judgment and a God of great power. But people of God, when we go with the love of God, with this fearless love that Holy Spirit puts within us, and that really attracts them. I remember we were in a city called Faisalabad, and in that city, an extreme Islamic group came to stop us because we were doing an evangelistic event just like what you saw in that video clip. And these terrorists, they wanted to stop us and they wanted to attack us. And thank God, everywhere we go, we get permission from the government, and then police come for our security, plus we have our own security team. And there, our whole team, because of God's love, because of that force within our hearts, we were not willing to quit that night. We asked the police to talk to these terrorists, and police negotiated with these terrorists for us. And then police, they're also Muslims. Muslim people negotiating with the extremists for the Christians so that a crusade can take place there. And that was a miracle in itself. And that night, when I got up on the stage, I felt an anointing, an unusual anointing, because it was an open-air event. Bullets could come from anywhere. It was very dangerous. But when I got up on the stage, the whole team was just so full of God's love, full of faith, and without any fear. And as I preached the gospel that night, people were crying and giving their hearts to the Lord. People were getting healed because we did not stop. We kept in that force of God's love, and we did what God wanted us to do. So God's love, people of God, it is so powerful that nothing and nobody can stop it. And it changes lives. It heals people. There are times when people, in our church in Lahore, there was this Muslim man. One day he was just passing by, and when he heard I was praying a healing prayer, he was just passing by, and the Spirit of God touched him. He had a cancer, and while he was passing by, he was hearing the words in Urdu language about healing. And he stood right in front of our church and he just prayed. He said, "Jesus, if you're real, heal me." And he prayed that little prayer and he left. And then he came back the next day and he talked to our security guards. He said, when I prayed that prayer, I felt something in my body. And he said, "I am healed." Doctors had given him 2 months to live. And he was touched by the power of God's love. And he continues to do those things. But the thing is, we have to yield our hearts to the Holy Spirit. We must become passionate. As Apostle Paul says in Romans 5:5, that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. We must allow God's love. We must grow in that love. And also in Ephesians, Apostle Paul talks about the length, the width, the depth, the height of the love of God. And then he says, so that we may be filled with God's love, filled with Him. Filled with God, because He is love. The more we allow the Holy Spirit to grow us in the love of God, the more we become filled with Him. Amen? And as we grow in God's love, we experience Him in mighty ways. And one thing that really touches my heart is that in the book of Proverbs, we read that the righteous are as bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as lion. Now, we're not righteous because of our good deeds. Amen? We all know. We are righteous because Christ loved us. We are righteous because He took our sins upon His body so that we might be saved. He loved us when we were unlovable. And it is by His grace, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, that He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God. And then in Romans 5, verses 7 and 8, the Apostle Paul writes that God demonstrates His love. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. People of God, when we experience His love, and by that love we become righteous, and the righteousness of Christ, His righteousness, makes us so bold, fearless, to do the things that He has called us to do. Amen? So in our personal lives, as we see that He loves us so much, and Apostle John says, we love Him because He first loved us. And when we see that amazing love, we cannot stop loving Him back. Amen? The more we see His love, the demonstration of God's love on the cross, the more we want to love Him. And I like what a psalmist says in Psalm 73, that he says, whom have I in heaven but You, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides You. And we were singing about delighting in Him, loving Him. People of God, when we love Him, you see, our total satisfaction is in loving Him back. We are completely satisfied when we love Him. Amen? Jesus said, He who has My commandments, it is He who loves Me. He who has My commandments and keeps them, it is He who loves Me. And he who loves Me will be loved by My Father, and I will love him and manifest Myself unto him. When He manifests Himself unto us, we are satisfied. Because He is all we need and He is all we want. He is the one who completes us, who makes us whole. And as 1 Peter 2:24 says that Christ, He took our sins on His body on the cross so that we should no longer live unto sins but unto righteousness. And by His wounds, by His stripes, we are healed. We are made whole. It is in Him, in Christ. And when we love Him back, people of God, there is nothing greater than that. Amen? And passionate love. Passionate love is not just emotions. Passionate love, it's a decision which we make in our heart of hearts to serve and love Him no matter what we face in this life. Apostle Paul says that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. In other words, nothing stops Christ from loving us. And in the same way, He bestows His grace upon us so that we may love Him back. And the more we love Him, the more we experience Him. And the more we experience Him, the more we want to love Him. Amen? And that's where that passion grows. And the more it grows, we see Him. And His and great and mighty things take place because of the love of God. Amen? And then we fulfill the greatest commandment of all. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. and with all of your strength. People of God, in our churches and in our personal lives, a lot of times we feel like we know everything. We've heard everything. We've read the scriptures. We hear sermons after sermons. And we know a lot of things. But it is in our constant pursuit of Him and His love. That's what really keeps us going. And that's what really strengthens us. In our church in Pakistan, some of the leaders, when we do our leadership meetings, and I feel that sometimes our leaders, they become bored of some of the things that they constantly keep doing, and then I talk to them, and sometimes I feel it that way too. Even though after experiencing all these great and mighty things, healings and miracles and constant things that are taking place, sometimes I feel like, what's next? But the more I delight myself in Him, it's a decision which we make. No matter what we feel, because it's not about feelings. It's not what we feel. Even during our prayer services, yes, there are times we feel emotionally very high. And it's amazing. Emotions are great. But He expects from us a decision that in the hard times and in tough times, we continue loving Him. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And I love what we read in Habakkuk. I want to see this real quick, and then I'll close. Habakkuk chapter 3. There Habakkuk talks about having nothing, and then he talks about taking delight and joy in God. Habakkuk chapter 3, starting from verse 17, it says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills. Amen. People of God, in Pakistan, a lot of times we feel like because of the challenges that we face, what's going to happen to us? And then there are constant terrorism activities going on. But in the midst of all that, we experience God's love in powerful ways. And you can experience it in the same way. Here in America, we have everything. Everything, and we enjoy, and this is great. Everything that God has blessed us with. But because of everything, we lose the main focus of our lives, the main purpose of our lives, which is loving and worshiping Him and Him alone. Let's stand to our feet and just let the Holy Spirit speak to us and help us grow in that passion for Him so that we may follow the Spirit every day of our lives to grow in that love. Hallelujah.
We hope that this message has spoken something personal to you. If you would like more information about our church family or service times, please call us at 303-424-2121 or visit us at our website, www.fbci.org. Faith Bible Chapel currently meets in our Family Worship Center, located on the corner of 62nd Avenue and Ward Road.